Now, I want to ask you about these things.
This is just for pronunciation. This isn't the test. I'm just going to point to things, and I want you to pronounce the normal way you pronounce this. Up here is my...
Bar, forehead.
All right. And right here, this is...
Your hair.
And if I didn't shave, I might grow a...
Little beard.
And this is my...
Ear.
My left...
Left ear.
And this is the...
Right ear.
And this is my...
Mouth.
And this is one...
Two teeth.
And above the teeth are the...
Gums.
All right. And this whole thing around here is my...
Neck.
All right. And it might get something caught in my...
Throat.
And this part of my throat right here.
The goozle.
Okay. And then this part of my hand is
the... palm.
And I make one...
Fist.
Make...
Two fists.
All right. And right here, if you have arthritis, you say you have pains in the...
In the wrist.
And the junk.
In the elbow.
All of
the shoulder.
And all of them together would be the junk. The joint.
Joint.
Yeah, and this is my...
Breast.
Or
chest.
And this is one...
Hand.
Two
hands.
And this whole thing here is my...
Leg.
And this is one...
Foot.
Two
feet.
And if you get kicked right here, you get kicked in the...
Chin.
And if you're sitting on this part of your leg here, you'd say you're down on your...
Hunkers.
Okay. And if a person doesn't look very well, he's been sick for a long time, and you'd say he sure looks...
Looks bad.
All right, do you ever use puny or peaked?
Oh, yes. He looks puny and peaked out here. Don't let you...
I heard a good word this morning that I'd never heard before, and I was just wondering from Mr. Krause, and I just wonder how widespread it is. Do you know the word, do you talk about animals looking ganky?
Gant, I've heard them...
Oh, gant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meaning...
That they're thin.
Yeah, gant, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I thought he said ganky, but that's...
Yeah, gant.
Would you ever talk about a person looking gant?
Oh, yeah. Heard of them.
And that means about the same thing as puny.
Yeah.
Good. Now, if a person's able to lift a tremendous amount of weight, you'd say he's really...
Strong.
And if something isn't strange, you might say, oh, that's very...
Common.
Yeah. Now, would you ever use that word about people in a... If you use that about people, would it always be in an uncomplimentary sense? Or could it be in...
No, it could be in terms of not uncomplimentary. It could be... It wouldn't mean that they wouldn't all right.
But it also could be, huh?
That, yeah.
If you're talking about a girl and say she's awfully common, that wouldn't be so...
That wouldn't be too nice.
No, okay. All right.
Might get her down kindly.
And if a person is... you try to explain something to a person, but you just can't get him to change his mind, you might tell him, don't be so...
Stubborn.
All right. And if a person has very strange ways... You might say he's kind of
goofy
or queer.
Queer.
And now, what does that mean exactly?
Well, that means that he's just kind of different from anybody else in a way.
Uh-huh. Okay, and the opposite of careful would be
careless.
Yeah. And if a person gets awfully, if a person was easily offended. And irritable, you might say, he's awful.
Easy to make mad.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Now, would you ever use something like touches or testy?
Oh,
or touchy?
Yes, he's touches.
Okay. And a person who's like that, you might say, now, just keep...
Quiet.
Keep calm.
Calm.
All right. And if you went out, say she didn't put on enough clothes when she went to school today, and she came home, you'd say she... sick, she at school. The teacher sent her home because she
sick?
Yeah, would you say caught or would you say took or got sick, more likely?
I'd say she got sick.